Hello and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. A big change has happened in Gujarat. The chief minister is gone. Make no mistake, this is not a resignation. It may appear to be one. It is not a resignation, but this is a removal. That is how things work. The Rawats of Uttarakhand were removed. Mr. Yedurappa was eased out post-resentment. And now, true to the philosophy now, a modern political philosophy, perhaps of the Bharatiya Janata Party, of changing faces to address resentment, this has been done in Gujarat. I would like to remember July 2021. When a major overhaul was done of the Union Cabinet, many brand new faces were brought in. They were brought in to address the concern of bad COVID handling and also to fix certain caste equations, the caste arithmetic. Is that the same thing that is happening in Gujarat? And while it has happened to the Rawats, to Mr. Yedurappa, and now to Mr. Rupani, the big question is, who next? There is resentment in Madhya Pradesh also. There is resentment in Haryana also. There was resentment in Uttar Pradesh, but then obviously that could not happen. That change never happened. However, there was still talk. So who next is the big question. And more importantly, is the BJP going for a state leadership overhaul? Can changing faces alone change the political prospects of the Bharatiya Janata Party in these respective states? I would like to introduce our guest this evening on this discussion, Pawan Khera, spokesperson of the Congress Party, and also we've recently been elevated as the communications in charge of the Congress Party for Gujarat, and this in that capacity is his first television debate. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Khera. Raghav Chadda, MLA and spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party, is going to join us in just a short moment. Sabha Naqvi, author and a senior journalist, monitoring these developments very, very closely, is now with us. PKD Nambia, political analyst, supports the views of the BJP. Ajay Umat, group editor, Ahmedabad Mira, an authority as far as anything Gujarat is concerned, is also with us. We also have Professor Geeta Bhatt, political analyst, supports the views of the government. Format on this show, each of you get 1 minute time for your opening comments. We call it the first punch. Mr. Pawan Khera, we'll begin with you. Your time starts now.
Sanket, changing a chief minister, in this case, fourth chief minister in 7 years, is not an internal matter of the
party. 7 months.
Not an internal matter of the party. You know, I meant in Gujarat. Within Gujarat, they've changed chief ministers after Mr. Modi left. So the BJP owes an explanation to the people of Gujarat. Why was he removed? Where did he go wrong? In any case, the remote control is with Mr. Modi and Shah. So why are you punishing him? Remove each other. And also apologize to the nation for wreaking havoc. Gujarat lost 350,000 people in COVID. Why did you then raid Dhaval Patel, that journalist? Why did you raid Divya Bhaskar? Why did you hound Parul Bain, that poetess? So either they were wrong. And if you were right and they were wrong, why did you remove Rupani? And if they were right, why were they raided? Apologize to them. Apologize to each of those journalists who bravely reported COVID, the depths of COVID, the reality of COVID in Gujarat, and they busted the claims of Gujarat model.
Sure. Okay.
Look at the hospitals.
Okay,
Pawan Khera,
I'm going to come back to you. Now, 1 minute of opening comment time is over. I'm going to come back to you and then you can elaborate on what you're saying. Raghav Chadda is also now with us. Raghav Chadda, your initial comments on what you make of this move.
Well, so Sanket, for far too long, a very convenient game of musical chairs is being played by the BJP and the Congress in state after state. And the Congress has unfortunately failed to present a robust opposition to the BJP. And it is perceived, and it's commonly perceived, that both BJP and Congress are in partnership within the government and outside the government. With Aam Aadmi Party's grand entry in both these states that we're discussing today, Uttarakhand and Gujarat, three things have happened. Number one, people have got a real flavor of what a robust, effective opposition looks like in the form of the Aam Aadmi Party. Number two, Aam Aadmi Party has to a very significant extent managed to dislocate the Congress Party, which is an ineffective and a compromised opposition for the BJP. And thirdly, Aam Aadmi Party's challenges to BJP and repeated, consistent, persistent campaigns in the state have pushed the BJP to either perform or perish, compelling them to orchestrate this change of guard, unceremonious change
of guard. I'm going to come back to you. The 1 minute opening comment time is over. Then you can elaborate later. And a right to reply will be given to Mr. Kheda, who is in a unique position as the communications in charge of the Congress Party for Gujarat, speaking as an authority, and also as the former advisor and a close and trusted lieutenant of Ms. Sheila Dixit, whom the Aam Aadmi Party claims, and obviously, as is the fact, to have defeated when everybody thought that the Aam Aadmi Party can do nothing and no political damage. So I'm going to come back to you, Mr. Pawan Kheda. I've made a note of this. Your right to reply in just a short moment. Ajay Umat, what do you think?
Sanket, this is nothing else but, you know, BJP has entered into election mode, and from Corona, they have now started to cooperative movement. And, you know, they are planning for next election, that is 2022. And they know that, you know, they have done three surveys in last 6 months, which has resulted, which has given an indication that under the leadership of Vijay Rupani, BJP is not in a position to win this next assembly election. Last assembly election also, you know, Gujarat, which is considered to be the GERD, forte of Bharatiya Janata Party, Amit Shah and Narendra Modi and Smriti Irani and Rupala and Mandavia and Arun Jaitley at that point of time. Despite that, you know, they, out of 182, they got only 99 seats. And that too, you know, in last 1 week, Prime Minister and Amit Shah had to address almost 35 meetings. So this time they don't want to take any chance in Gujarat. And that is the reason now they are balancing their caste equations in Gujarat, which they have done in central government's reshuffling of ministers also, where, you know, Purushottam Rupala and Mansukh Mandavia were elevated at cabinet rank.
Correct.
And three more ministers from Gujarat who were from OBC category were given birth. So this is nothing but an election preparation only.
Okay, pre-election preparation, says Ajay Umat. I'm going to come back to you, Mr. Umat. Pre-election preparation and nothing else. But, you know, yeah. Mr. Umat, I'm going to come back to you and you can complete. Yes, Mr. PKD Nambiar and then Professor Bhatt.
Well, I think all those who have been following Bharatiya Janata Party for the last 20, 30 years would understand it is a very democratic party wherein nobody is permanent. No position is not being given to you forever. So I think I would say that it is a case study for every political party, whether it is an Aam Aadmi Party or our grand old Congress Party, to know that how to manage an internal how to have an internal democracy in a political system, how to manage that, whether it is in the case of Yediyurappa, whether it is in the cases of Rawats, or in the case of Vijay Rupani, a very smooth power transition is taking place. I think this is going to be a case study not only for the political parties, even the management gurus and the management school is going to teach. The power politics is not the only way to conduct the politics in this country. I think this BJP is telling everyone. And another part of it is that it is a democratic party. It is not like a maa beta ya behen ki party nahi hai. It is a party of karyakartas. And they are the one who is leading
Even if it is a chief minister, I'm going to come back to you. Lots of barbs against the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress. They will get their right to replies also. Professor Bhatt and then Sabha Naqvi. You'll have to unmute yourself, Professor Bhatt, so that we can hear you.
Sorry. Yeah. So, continuing with what Mr. Nambiar was saying, you know, change is inevitable in any political system, in any political party. Unfortunately, in India, we have seen that most of the regional parties and, of course, national parties also, either they have been individual-centric or they have been a family-centric party. And that has been the reason that for decades together, we do not see any change, whether it is in party leadership or whether when they come in power, anyone is made a chief minister. So, you know, there has been a very much dominance of dynastic politics in Indian democracy. And maybe that is the reason that if any such change takes place in a chief ministerial position, so this is being targeted or it is being questioned. You see, Mr. Rupani had a very successful tenure. And as far as COVID is concerned, yes, it was an unprecedented calamity. which every state has faced. What has happened in Rajasthan, what has happened in Chhattisgarh, we also, all of us have seen. So, at this point, trying to say that it is because of any anti-incumbency,
sure.
Then in,
Professor Bhatt, we'll come back to you. This 1 minute time for your opening comment is over. Sabha Naqvi.
So, Sanket, I'll pick up from your introduction only. This is a reflection of the transition of the BJP high command to a high command party. People are selected and they are removed at the will of the high command. If there is an error, which all authority, central and state, is now invested in the high command of the Bharatiya Janata Party, it is no longer the party that I was once covering, where in Gujarat itself, there was, Ajay Umat would know it, the amount of factionalism there was in the BJP, where there were different rival groups jockeying for the position, and the leadership had to listen to them. And, even the person who Narendra Modi replaced sulked with him for years and years. But the whole situation right now, we are seeing a classic high command party, the cult of a leader in the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and he will choose and he will remove. In the future, we have to look out for Madhya Pradesh, because Shivraj Singh Chauhan, a three-term chief minister, whose origins are from another camp of the BJP, has somehow survived. But Madhya Pradesh also has an election, and I have no doubt that the high command will, I'm not saying they will remove him, but it's not unlikely that they will do so.
And also, and Mr. Khattar, Mr. Yogi was facing similar allegations, but we saw that did not work out. And now that's a different power equation altogether. But in the case of Mr. Khattar, as well as Mr. Shivraj Chauhan, could they be next? And will this happen? And that's the big question. Now, Pawan Kheda, I want to come back to you. Would you like to respond to what the Aam Aadmi Party's Raghav Chadda is saying? He's saying that what you have not been able to capitalize is actually a great opportunity. Aapki aapda mein unke liye avsar ho gaya.
Let them say what they have to.
Opportunity where you have not been able to capitalize.
Sanket, we are not fighting Aam Aadmi or we are fighting for in the interest of Gujarat. These people went and made these stall claims in Punjab last time in 2017. Now their own 7 out of their 20 MLAs have joined the Congress, have left their party. 100 important members, office bearers of Aam Aadmi Party in Gujarat have joined the BJP. तो इनकी तो जुगलबंदी जो चल रही है भारतीय जनता पार्टी के साथ वो पूरा देश जानता है. आई वोंट टेक देम वेरी सीरियसली राइट नाउ, बट व्हाट द बीजेपी हैज बीन सेइंग हियर, संकेत, द अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट डेटा, यू नो द मुद्रा लोन, 71% मुद्रा लोन्स आर एनपीएज इन गुजरात, 278 ब्रांचेस ऑफ पब्लिक सेक्टर बैंक्स इंक्लूडिंग 13 ब्रांचेस ऑफ एसबीआई शट इन गुजरात, 1511 इंडस्ट्रियल यूनिट्स क्लोज्ड इन गुजरात. व्यापारी को बर्बाद किया, नौजवान को बर्बाद किया, मिडिल क्लास को बर्बाद किया. ऑब्वियसली पुअर रूपानी, आई फील बैड फॉर हिम. अरे सब रिमोट कंट्रोल यहां दिल्ली में लेकर बैठे हो, पनिशमेंट दे रहे हो रूपानी को. एट द एंड ऑफ द डे द पीपल ऑफ गुजरात आर गेटिंग पनिश एंड दे विल डू व्हाट दे हैव टू डू नेक्स्ट ईयर. आप मुख्यमंत्री बदलते रहिए, सरकार बदलने का काम जनता के हाथ में है. दे आर रेडी. आई जस्ट वेंट अभी लास्ट वीक आई वॉज इन गुजरात जस्ट टू डू अ प्रिलिमिनरी असेसमेंट एंड द काइंड ऑफ एंगर, एंड इट्स नॉट अगेंस्ट मिस्टर रूपानी पर्सनली, इट इज अगेंस्ट द बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट ऑफ गुजरात. आप किसी को उठा के ले आइए, वो तो रिमोट कंट्रोल तो आप ही के हाथ में रहेगा. सो पीपल आर रेडी फॉर अ चेंज. Miss Bhatt was talking about Democratic Party, and the fact of the matter is C.R. Patil versus Rupani versus Nitin Patel in Gujarat. You see my state Rajasthan, home state Rajasthan. Kataria versus Rajyavardhan Rathod versus Vasundhara versus Punia. Multiple groups in BJP.
Sachin Pilot versus Ashok Gehlot.
हमारे यहाँ नहीं है, छोड़ दीजिए, बीच में मत बोलिए. You don't know anything about North India. Just keep quiet.
नीति में नहीं है
क्या? You have limited knowledge about North India.
Then we will leave them.
Don't interrupt.
No, let's talk about.
If you interrupt, I will not let you speak. Mind you,
the other people,
one by one, please let me speak.
Mr. Kheda, if you could conclude and then I'll go to others.
Karnataka, look at their groupism in every state and forget the states, the groupism in Delhi. Kendra Sarkar ki kya halat ho gayi hai? Amit Shah ke kuch bureaucrats hain, kuch bureaucrats Narendra Modi ke hain, kuch Doval sahab ke hain. Itna division sarkar mein kabhi nahi dekha. Aur wo dikh raha hai uska natija. We can see the results of the multiple divisions in BJP and the government of India. You see what happened in COVID.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you. Let me quickly take comments. One moment, Raghav. Before I come to you, lots has been said against the BJP. Mr. Nambiar, would you like to respond? And I'll come to you, Raghav.
I think with all the due respect to Pawan Khera ji, I can only say sympathize for him. He represents a party today which is fighting all the places where they have got merely in three states where they have the power. And they have not been able to forget about. I challenge Pawan Khera ji, just remove Mr. Ashok Gehlot and see what is going to happen in Rajasthan. Why don't you remove? There is a open in fighting is happening in between
I
the PCC president and between
and
the
what happens in BJP.
Why,
challenge you. You remove
when
Mr. Modi and see what others
one
learn.
Learning,
I
the,
challenge
the
you.
Problem
you remove
is
Mr. Amit Shah and see what
learns.
Mr. Modi.
How
by one?
Today's day,
let me come in here. Let me come in here.
Congress and Congress is preaching any other party.
Narendra Modi
ko hata ke dekhiye. Amit Shah party or BJP or a communist party. Congress has no right.
Okay. We'll not be able to understand anything. Mr. Kheda, as well as PKD
will
Nambiar.
Will you be able to question Mr. Narendra Modi?
I've heard what
right
you
now,
say.
On
yes,
I've heard the two of you.
I can tell you that I will question. I'm not a BJP man.
Okay, one moment. Time out. I have to stop this. Raghav Chadha, I want to come to you now. Mr. Nambiar, one more. We won't be able to have a meeting. We won't be able to have a meaningful debate if this happens. Mr. Nambiar, one moment. Raghav Chadha, I want to come to you now. See, the point is, Ajay Umat in an earlier broadcast was telling me that the Aam Aadmi Party has made certain inroads in Surat, right? And thus, for you to imagine, for you to consider greater prospects may make sense. But will that be realistic? Do you think that, I also saw a tweet of yours where you said that it is because of us two chief ministers in Uttarakhand have been changed and it is because of us that maybe the BJP has gone for an overhaul in Gujarat also. Do you think that is a very overestimation of your talent?
First of all, Sanket, the comments made by Mr. Pawan Khera, somebody for whom I have great amount of respect and personal affection, smack of the same arrogance that the Congress party had and still probably continues to have. When we had fought our first election in the year 2013, Mrs. Sheila Dixit said something similar that who are these people? Who is Aam Aadmi Party? Who is this man called Arvind Kejriwal? And the same arrogance was put to display in 2013. And look what happened in 2013, 2015, 2020. Both BJP and Congress were reduced to fringes and Aam Aadmi Party came with a thumping majority, perhaps the highest mandate given to anybody in the history of India's electoral politics. That's point number one. Point number two, and if Congress was a robust, effective opposition to the BJP, please explain to me how is it possible that with great amount of anti-incumbency, BJP is still ruling in Gujarat 27 years and counting. It is because Congress in Gujarat is a compromised and an ineffective opposition, number one. Number two, let's take the example of Surat, which you mentioned. Surat is BJP's fortress within the fortress. It's their citadel. That was breached by the Aam Aadmi Party. And if Congress was the natural opposition to BJP, then even those, the Patidar Samaj and other people who were angry of Surat, who were angry with the BJP, why did they not vote for the Congress? Why did they boycott the Congress? Why did they choose Aam Aadmi Party over the Congress Party?
Okay, Mr. Kheda's quick response and
Aam
then I move on.
Aam Aadmi Party brings a fresh Aam Aadmi Party, which is which brings alternative politics to the
stage. One moment, we've heard you now. Let me, one quick right to reply to Mr. Pawan Kheda and then we move on to Ajay Umar.
A party which has reduced itself to borrowing from BJP, borrowing from Congress, all those elements who are upset with the leadership, local leadership, they'll borrow from them. ये लोग क्या फ्रेश लाएंगे? अपना ना प्रोग्राम है, ना इनके नेता है, ना इनके वर्कर है, ये फ्रेशनेस लाएंगे? एंड पीपल ऑफ गुजरात आर नॉट फूल्स, दे आर लुकिंग एट दिल्ली ऑन द टेलीविजन सेट्स एवरी डे. लुक एट व्हाट दिल्ली हैज बीन रिड्यूस्ड टू. नॉट वन न्यू फ्लाईओवर आफ्टर मिसेस दीक्षित वेंट अवे. नॉट वन न्यू बेड इन द हॉस्पिटल, फॉरगेट अ हॉस्पिटल. नॉट वन न्यू स्कूल. दे हैव फिनिश्ड दिल्ली. मेंटेन नहीं कर पाते. जो सड़कें हम लोगों ने बना के छोड़ी थी उनकी कारपेटिंग तक नहीं कर पा रहे हैं. ये इनकी असलियत है क्या? गुजराती समझते नहीं है? गुजराती अच्छी तरह जानते हैं. आम आदमी पार्टी इज द बिगेस्ट फ्लॉप शो ऑफ इंडिपेंडेंट इंडिया. एवरीवन नोज दिस. तो अभी ये हंस दें, बोल दें, आई एम वेरी फॉन्ड ऑफ राघव चड्डा. आई होप ही हैज अ ब्राइट फ्यूचर आउटसाइड ऑफ आप. विद इन आप ही हैज नो फ्यूचर बिकॉज आप हैज नो फ्यूचर.
Mr. Rupani will be very happy that the Congress and AAP are debating with one another and nobody is talking about Mr.
Therefore, I know this country will never allow another Arvind Kejriwal, or this country will never allow another state to go to Arvind.
No, so what do you say? Are you comparing the BJP with Aam Aadmi Party? That there is a Modi in BJP and there is an Arvind Kejriwal in AAP? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Arvind Kejriwal who is a bigger disaster. That's for people to decide, and people will decide.
Yeah. Okay.
But both are disasters.
Quick people right to reply, Sanket. Mr. Kheda.
Yeah.
And then I move on.
No.
Or I Sanket, come back to Mr. Rupani.
Sanket,
yeah.
Sanket, may I? Yes. Sanket, the real situation on the ground is that for every person who does not wish to vote for the BJP, there are more number of people who do not wish to vote for the Congress Party. And they often overlap. That creates a vacuum for parties like the Aam Aadmi Party that espouse alternative politics to come into a state and showcase their model of governance and win votes. Now, of course, Mr. Kheda can, you know, say certain things about us and how certain people have joined us, certain MLAs have left us. But the sum and substance of what the Aam Aadmi Party is doing in Uttarakhand and Gujarat is that, A, it is challenging the BJP by becoming the principal challenger, compelling the BJP to either perform or perish, and thereby they have to orchestrate this change of guard. And secondly, an ineffective compromise opposition stands completely displaced, which is the Congress Party. Now, in Uttarakhand, Sanket, for example, Aam Aadmi Party has signed up more than 13 lakh families in our Bijli campaign, Arvind Kejriwal's first guarantee of free Bijli. In a small state, a hill state.
You know, one moment. Since this discussion is about Gujarat, I'm going to have to concentrate more on that. Otherwise, you know, we will digress. One moment, Mr. Kheda. Mr. Kheda, one moment. I have to go to Mr. Ajay Umar and bring the focus back to Gujarat.
Like, just give me 10 seconds.
Ajay Umar. No. Please. Allow me to conduct this debate. We have to bring the focus back to Gujarat. Ajay Umar, you tell me, now that this decision has been taken, what was the purpose? What was being addressed by taking this decision? After the sacking of Mr. Rupani, what has the BJP achieved? And what will they do? Bring in a Patel? Go back to the, you know, Patel face,
Sanket,
for Gujarat?
Sanket, please understand chronology in Gujarat.
Oh, chronology.
In 2001, yes. BJP has removed Kesubhai and Narendra Modi was brought in as Chief Minister of Gujarat. You know, Kesubhai has completed 4 years and Narendra Modi was brought. Then when Anandiben completed 4 years, he was removed and Vijay Rupani was brought. And when Vijay Rupani was in power, he has completed 4 years plus 1 year of Anandiben Patel. And then, you know, now they are bringing new chief minister. It is not only BJP high command who is finalizing the chief minister in Gujarat. It is Sangh Parivar also who take decision, and they take their opinion also. Last time when Vijay Rupani had become chief minister, you know, till last moment it was certain that Nitin Patel was to become chief minister, and he has even, you know, distributed his CV and everything to all the reporters, and you know, all channels were ready with his profile and other things. And last minute, you know, they received a phone call from Nagpur, and then there was a phone call between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Nitin Gadkari was in Gandhinagar, and Mohan Bhagwat, they were in conference call, and finally it was decided that Vijay Rupani will be the chief minister. So this is a tradition in BJP to change the face rather than, you know, changing to download their NP incumbency. This is one. Second thing, BJP has prepared themselves for election, whereas, you know, Congress party, they could not decide their, you know, party in charge in Gujarat. The unfortunate death of Raju Sathav, they could not appoint a party in charge in Gujarat. They don't have, you know, leader of opposition in Gujarat. He has resigned. And they don't have CLP leader in Gujarat, whereas, you know, BJP has done all the groundwork, spared work for the elections, and BJP is in election mode. They are conducting their cooperative movement. They are doing everything. So changing what Vijay Rupani has said, you know, the last statement of Vijay Rupani was very, very important. He said that, you know, in cult politics, the face of BJP is Mr. Narendra Modi and no face is important. Another important aspect is that, you know,
that
BJP,
obvious?
Nitin Patel has said that is the last statement in Sardar Dham today, when, you know, Prime Minister was present virtually and all the BJP aspirant chief minister, including Mansukh Mandavia, Purushottam Rupala, Nitin Patel, C.R. Patil, Gordhan Jadapia, you know what they said? That, you know, Patel may be included in OBC, that constitutional amendment that they have done, and that, you know, state has got power. Nitin Patel has said that, you know, Patel community can apply for inclusion in OBC. And Praful Khoda Patel is coming here tomorrow. I think that, you know, it was all very well scripted, including the resignation letter, which was read by Mr. Vijay Rupani. It was also very well scripted and came from high command. So what Sabha Naqvi was saying is 100%
okay,
right.
Okay, let me go to Sabha Naqvi. Ajay Umat has raised this very important point. Sabha, do you feel, I mean, why do you say that there has been a high commandification of the Bharatiya Janata Party? I mean, wasn't it always like this?
Sanket, let's not forget that there was another Prime Minister of the Bharatiya Janata Party who wanted to change the Chief Minister of Gujarat. He could not succeed in doing so. So today's BJP, we are talking of a coalition era, speak of Atal Bihari Vajpayee versus the Chief Minister of Gujarat, Sri Narendra Modi, who certainly made history in Gujarat. At that time, the Bharatiya Janata Party was characterized, I remember writing articles and all of that, by strong state leadership and a central leadership which had many multiple power centers. So we were talking about a completely different era. Today, you had strong, besides Shri Narendra Modi, Shivraj Chauhan was there, Raman Singh was there. Now, if you will just go do a flashback, after the defeats in Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Shivraj and Raman Singh were summoned to Delhi. They were told not to be in the state for a while. Shivraj somehow found his way back. So basically, you know, whenever there is a high command culture, whenever there is a figure, whatever, Narendra Modi is a highly successful politician. And we are going to see this 3-week birthday celebrations beginning on the 17th of September. This is not a critique. This is an analysis that I'm doing. So whenever you have a figure like that, then other power centers are not encouraged. Even if they become, most of them are selected individuals. You have one individual, however, who has defined this rule of the Bharatiya Janata Party.
Yogi Adityanath.
Who is the current Adityanath Yogi of Uttar Pradesh. And there are particular reasons for it. It is the nature of what he is and the ideological mission that he represents. That is also part of the mix. So he's not, now Shivraj has also had to change the way he has been. But he would be highly insecure. And he has actually been a guy who has won.
Who will be insecure, according to you, Sabha Naqvi? In the Bharatiya Janata Party, among the chief ministers, who do you think? Mr. Khattar? Mr. Chauhan?
Mr. Khattar, yes. Shivraj, yes. And Shivraj has an old lineage. Khattar, if you recall, was another selected figure after the 2000 magnificent victory of Narendra Modi. Two unknown people were made chief ministers when they won a few months down the line, Maharashtra and Haryana. If you recall, they were both unknown entities, Khattar and Fadnavis.
And Jharkhand.
Not known, and they were not even from the conventional castes which have ruled these states. The BJP has done...
Sanket, can I come in?
Yeah, one moment.
It's at an interesting phase. It is at an interesting phase.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying. Though Mr. Rupani was also
this very dispensation's choice. Yeah. Mr. Umat says that there was a bit of RSS also in this, but I choose to believe that every decision of the BJP will have a little bit of RSS in it. However, the point is the on high commandification. I want to come to Professor Bhatt now and then Mr. Nambiar. Professor Bhatt, do you think that these face changes are only, and the voters will see this only as a cosmetic exercise, not addressing the real concern? And do you think that the Bharatiya Janata Party will be able to convince voters and also people in general that anti-incumbency can be addressed with face change? Can that happen? Is it even possible?
Sanketji, see, for almost 25 years now, the party is the ruling party in Gujarat. And irrespective of the various analysis which have been done, this is what is the reality. People have been voting them back to power. That means they have been able to deliver, they have been able to give a good administration. And hence, that is the case. And even during the COVID circumstances, when there was a by-election in Morwa Hada, that time also, it was BJP which won the election. In the last 1 year, all the 8 by-elections, out of which some of the seats were earlier held by Congress, they were won by them. So definitely, this shows that the people today, they do have their belief in the present political dispensation. And of course, if the leadership of the country is coming from that state, definitely that adds up to it. And another point that I wanted to make here was that, you see, if there is any kind of, like, people, if there is a talk regarding strategy, you see, those political parties, you have to keep evolving yourself. Those who are not able to evolve themselves, those who remain stagnant, they are going to have a natural death, which we have seen. Seeing some of the national parties which are being, you know, reduced to a very small number in the parliament, in the present parliament. So it is important to evolve. In the 21st century, the expectations of the...
No. While you're saying that this is... My only point is that let's take, for example, COVID, Mr. Nambiar. If COVID is taken as an example, you had the Home Minister visiting Gujarat amid criticism that not much is being done by the state administration and there is very, very little control. Similar allegations in other states also. With the Disaster Management Act in place, do you think states alone were to blame? Or if there was a huge overhaul as far as the central cabinet is concerned, do you feel that those people were to blame?
So I don't know whether
where is the collective. I mean, if you know the point that Pawan Kheda was making, if there has to be pinning of the blame somewhere, then why shouldn't it be at the top, right at the top?
So let me tell you one thing. This analysis of some of the people who are talking about every change, whether it is a chief minister change which is taking place or the union cabinet changes which has taken place, is all because of the COVID. Is something like the people who have not really studied it well. If you really technically
COVID
and effectively
being one
see,
of the reasons.
In a government and or an active political party, there would be multiple reasons for a leadership change. To me, as an analyst, I feel that a leadership change is a positive thing, which gives a couple of stuff. One, it says no to dynasty politics. Secondly, it gives opportunities and a fresh ideas and fresh minds will be able to come and work better.
It also gives you a feeling that
you will have to perform and this is not a permanent place for you to stay here on and you are not going to be a permanent chief minister or you are not going to be a permanent chief minister. The problem, and I think if the BJP has understood the very basic dynamics of politics of today, I think that
it
is
means
the perfect
those who
way
haven't performed
politics
are
today.
Being asked to
yeah,
leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One more.
That's what I'm saying. Jo Nambiar sahab keh rahe hain, wahi to hum bol rahe hain. Perform nahi kiya, hata diya. Aapko aur dynasty ki baat.
Arre Pawan ji, aapke saath problem kya hai?
Sanket, ask him not to interrupt.
One more, Mr. Nambiar, let him complete, please.
Kya tarika hai
aap?
One more.
You made your intervention. Let him complete.
आप हमसे बड़े हैं कम से कम. आप हमें सिखा दीजिए कैसे तरीके से
पीछे बोलते
रहे. डिबेट करने का तरीका आपसे सीख लेते.
और कोई सेंसिबल बात करते नहीं हो. सुन लीजिए.
नहीं, आप भी नहीं करते. आपको तो सेंसिबल बात करना.
जय शाह, ऐसे पार्टी से आता है. वहां डायनेस्टी की बात आप कर रहे हो.
द पार्टी डू नॉट हैव सेंसिबल. बताइए जय शाह किसका बेटा है? जय शाह के पिताजी का नाम बताइए. व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ जय शाह फादर? डू यू हैव व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ जय शाह फादर? फॉरगेट एवरीथिंग एल्स. बताइए जवाब दीजिए. अमरिंदर सिंह हु इज शोइंग द रेड फ्लैग ऑन यू. जय शाह के पिताजी का नाम बताइए. व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ मिस्टर जय शाह फादर? Do you have the guts to remove your Ashok Gehlot in the BCCI?
Okay, NSTG must talk. One moment. I have to come in here. One moment. Let me conduct this debate. Pawan Kheda's question. Mr. Kheda, what is your question? Mr. Nambiar, one moment.
Will you first ask him to keep?
Otherwise, we'll be like a broken record.
You are preaching Aam Aadmi Party. You are preaching BJP. You are preaching BJP.
One moment, please.
You don't even have a moment in your party. Mr. Kheda. Why are you making your own fund in the national television, Mr. Kheda? With all due respect, you are making your own fund.
Okay, so I have understood the question. Mr. Nambiar, please answer this question. He is saying that if your comment is about dynasty politics...
How can you allow Mr. Nambiar to again come in? I haven't finished.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't let me speak.
Mr. Nambiar,
if you demean Mr. Kheda, you will also get it back.
You don't interrupt.
We have to keep moving. One moment, Mr. Nambiar, please let him complete his point. I will come to you.
Why should I demean you? I am asking you. You are talking about dynasty in a state where Amit Shah's son guaranteed the head of BCCI.
Yeah.
What about Anurag Thakur's father? What about Vasundhara Ji's son? What about Rajnath Ji's son? ये क्या dynasty नहीं है? ये dynasty की बात अपने घर पे रखिए. और जय शाह का बताइए कैसे बन गया BCCI का अध्यक्ष? बैठकर ये dynasty पे भाषण दे रहे हो, बिना पढ़े लिखे आ जाते हो और यहाँ आकर भाषण देते हो.
जेंटलमैन
सिविलाइज्ड डिबेट.
जयशाह के बारे में बताइए जरा.
Mr. Kheda, you are a communication manager. You have already decided you are a failure for the party. You are talking about communication. Is that what you teach the
community? Time out. Would you want to say anything in your defense? We've heard Mr. Kheda. Otherwise, I'll go to
the reason for the Congress failure is the people like you.
Mr. Nambiar, you are right to reply. And then Mr. Raghav Chadha.
As a communication manager for a dynasty.
You know, it's not...
You're talking about communication.
This debate is not about individuals right here. We're talking about a larger issue.
Next time you open your mouth and say dynasty, think of Amit Shah's son, Jai Shah.
Okay. I think that point has been made. Mr. Nambiar, your quick right to reply, please. Quick. So that I can move on.
It's my duty to interrupt now.
My only way of... See, the whole idea is that leadership change in today's politics is a very, very good thing. Whether it is in a corporate world or in a political world, the leadership change is always good. It is in the
interest of the question that I am asking you. Mr. Nambiar, you tell me who will face change alone.
We should not have family-driven politics in this country. I think with that, the decision of changing the leadership in various states in the good way. But the people who have only a God, the morning get up and pray to only one God and to one family who would understand what is democracy is all about.
Grand delight of Mr. Rupani, but let me quickly come back. Raghav Chadha, I want to come to you now. You know, Aam Aadmi Party sees itself as an important player, whether it is Uttarakhand, whether it is Gujarat. Ajay Umat in an earlier broadcast, as we said, even acknowledge that, yes, you are making certain inroads. But, you know, that alone being a reason for you to feel that you are causing that big upset, isn't this going to be slightly premature right now?
Look, first of all, Sanket, it depends on the political climate of any state. Now, Aam Aadmi Party is a new kid on the block, a political startup that has captured the imagination of the people of Delhi, captured the imagination of the people of India. Now, speaking of states like Uttarakhand as well as, Gujarat, what one needs to see is the graph of the Aam Aadmi Party. 6 months ago, 8 months ago, Aam Aadmi Party had no presence in Gujarat and Uttarakhand. It did not have a robust organization. It wasn't even a political player. Within a span of 6 to 8 months, you see the graph of Aam Aadmi Party and in particular the vote share going in this direction. That graph, that direction is something that needs to be studied and understood. Maybe today, at this point in time, we may not be in a position to defeat, say, the ruling party of a particular state. But what needs to be seen is, A, the elections in Uttarakhand are still 6 months away. The graph of Aam Aadmi Party is very steady. And what we have most importantly done is that we have replaced the Congress party as the principal challenger to BJP. So the equation, the politics of that state has essentially become BJP versus the Aam Aadmi party, as it was the case in Delhi 2013 and 2015. Secondly, both BJP and Congress suffer from the same disease. None of them can preach us on dynastic politics, financial integrity, so on and so forth. But I derive my hope from a political startup like the Aam Aadmi party, which, Sanket, as a matter of fact, is the fastest growing political party in India. It took us less than 2 years to win our first state. It took BJP, with 30 years of backing of Jansang, a decade to win its first state. It took Aam Aadmi Party less than 3 to 4 years to win 4 members of parliament in the Lok Sabha. It took BJP 5 years with 30 years of backing of Jansang to win first 2 MPs in the Lok Sabha. So all I'm trying to say is that this political startup is growing and growing at a rapid pace, and the graph, the incline of the graph indicates that Aam Aadmi Party has a good future.
Ajay Umar, if you allow me, one moment. Ajay Umar, there is a development as of this moment. Ajay Umar, if you allow me, since you know Gujarati, would you be able to translate what C.R. Patil is saying? He has just issued a statement. I would play this out for our viewers loudly.
Namaskar, Mitra. આજે ગુજરાત રાજ્યના આદરણીય મુખ્યમંત્રી શ્રી વિજયભાઈ રૂપાણી સાહેબે પોતાના પદ ઉપરથી રાજીનામું આપ્યું છે. સ્વાભાવિકપણે નવા મુખ્યમંત્રી માટેની વાતો મીડિયામાં અને ચેનલ ઉપર ચાલી રહી છે. કેટલાક નામો પૈકી એક નામ મારું પણ એમાં વહેતું થયું છે. હું આપને આ વિડીયો દ્વારા ક્લિયર કરવા માંગુ છું કે હું હવે કોઈ પણ હરીફાઈમાં નથી, પરંતુ નવા મુખ્યમંત્રી જે પાર્ટી તરફથી નક્કી કરવામાં આવશે તેમને શ્રી વિજયભાઈ રૂપાણી સાહેબ સાથે મળીને અમે અમારો આવનારા ઇલેક્શનમાં 2022માં 182 માંથી 182 સીટ જીતવાની જે અમારો ટાર્ગેટ છે એ ચોક્કસપણે પૂર્ણ કરીશું અને પાર્ટીને વધુ મજબૂતાઈ તરફ લઈ જવા માટે પૂરી તાકાત સાથે કામ કરીશું.
ઓલ રાઈટ, અજય ઉમર, વોટ એક્ઝેક્ટલી હેઝ હી સેડ? વુડ યુ લાઈક ટુ ટેલ અસ? ડઝ હી સે ધેટ હી ઇઝ આઉટ ઓફ ધ કોન્ટેસ્ટ?
Sanket, he said that, you know, that after the resignation of Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, in media there is a speculation that, you know, one of his name has been also, you know, in the media, that he is also in the race of Chief Ministership. So he says that I am not in the competition for the post of Chief Minister.
Okay, so one person out
will
of this
become
list.
Chief Minister, party will, he said.
So, as, you know, Ajay Umar, let's spend the next few minutes talking about whether the BJP will experiment with a Patel. See, Mr. Rupani, and caste matters a lot. Caste equations, as Mr. Ajay, you have also been mentioning, matters a lot in every state. For anyone who says that we don't believe in this, we're building a, you know, caste-free political system, that did not happen in the 77-member cabinet of Narendra Modi at the center. I don't think that is happening in Gujarat also. So with the Patel out, the contenders are Praful Khoda Patel, Nitin Patel, Purushottam Rupala and Mansukh Mandavia. These are the 4 names that I can think of. All of them from the Patel community.
All of them are from Patel community. But because Mr. Mansukh Mandavia and Purushottam Rupala has been elevated already from, you know, Minister of State to Cabinet rank, chances are that, you know, Gordhan Jadapia and Praful Khoda Patel are in the race. If Nitin Patel has to be elevated, then, you know, they will bring 2 deputy chief ministers, one from OBC and one from Kshatriya community. But if Nitin Patel is not elevated for the post of chief minister, then it is sure that, you know, if they will bring Praful Khoda Patel, then Nitin Patel has to resign as deputy chief minister because in a state you can't have, you know, CM and deputy CM as Patel only. Okay. So my information is that, you know, if Praful Khoda Patel or Gordhan Jadapia or anybody Patel from or Mansukh Mandavia or Purushottam Rupala from Patel community will become chief minister, then Pradeep Singh Jadeja from Kshatriya community and one OBC will come as deputy chief minister.
So balancing
and,
these
and there will be
2 deputy very,
chief
very
minister
important.
And 1 chief minister. And if you see the history of Bharatiya Janata Party from 1980 to 2021, they have most of the time had, you know, Patel as chief minister and Kshatriya as party president. Shankar Singh Waghela and Kesubhai Patel was best combination for almost 21 years from 1980 to 2001. And, you know, after that also, they brought Rajendra Singh Rana, Vajubhai Wala, Kasiram Rana either OBC or Kshatriya, but Patel has continued as chief minister.
Yeah, so those dynamics could be at play once again.
Modi was not a Patel.
Yeah, Sabha Naqvi.
Modi was not a Patel. No,
OBC.
Yeah. Rupani Sabha, was a Jain.
OBC. I said instead of Kshatriya, yeah, they brought OBC. Vajubhai Wala.
Mr. Rupani is also.
What are you saying, Mr. Nambiar? What are you saying?
Not a Patel. 5 years he's been the chief minister. That logic may not really be right, just from the point of view.
No, but you have a deputy chief minister in Mr. Nitin Patel.
Deputy chief minister. You know, at that point of time, Patel wanted to become chief. It was certain that, you know, Nitin Patel will become chief minister, but last minute compromise took place and Vijay Rupani became chief minister. Otherwise, you know, when Anandiben Patel resigned, and you know, it was at the breakdown of Patel agitation.
Fine, I get the point that you're making. Sabha Naqvi, very quickly, you know, coming back to you. Sabha, one moment. Sabha, I want to come to you and want to ask this question again. Do you think that something magical is going to happen in terms of results when a face change is done to address an issue of anti-incumbency? Do you think that can happen in Gujarat?
So, here's what I think. I think the Bharatiya Janata Party is structurally the strongest party in Gujarat. Last time, in the last assembly election when I was also there, when they were, it appeared that they could be defeated and they came back and Narendra Modi threw himself into the campaign. And look at the structures they have. I just want to point out one thing, Ajay Bhai, that Narendra Modi was not a Patel, which you of course know. And I am surprised you brought in Govardhan Zadafia, because I remember him being such a big anti-Modi figure. Obviously, he has patched up. You know, he was in the Keshubhai Patel camp. He has patched up. Okay. Just, Sanket, I think the more interesting point is the Bharatiya Janata Party, we have seen so-called opinion polls which suggest that after this terrible year or months, second wave corona, that the popularity of the prime minister may have slipped. Now, there has not been any good way to test anything beyond the Bengal election, which was happening just before
while this was happening.
Yes. So, we have no way to know that. What this shows us is, and I found Mr. Nambiar's comments, I disagree with them, but he kept on saying changing is very good. You know, politicians are meant to have bases. They're not like bureaucrats, ki you do little shift and transfers. In the old world, they built up their bases. So changing a politician, changing a chief minister midstream should be having its own dynamics, which is not happening in the Bharatiya Janata Party.
And if you keep changing, that clearly means that you do not have local leaders who have their own dynamics. Yeah. They're basically there as an organogram of a corporate structure where they come in, serve for a few years, and then their assessment happens and then they are replaced. Maybe that is happening.
Very true.
Okay. Thank you very much to all of you all. We've run out of time on this discussion, but the story will continue and the debates too will, whether more heads are likely to roll in the Bharatiya Janata Party. Good night and goodbye.